The lesson today is a continuation of the lesson from yesterday. It's for those who feel that you're not enjoying all the benefits of the Good Shepherd. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair.
I know that some of you are saying, Brother Atkinson, I see no green pastures. I am not sipping from the still waters. It appears to me that I'm out in the desert. The sun is hot. My soul is weak. My soul is crying out. Why art thou disquieted within me? But remember that David lived through the sufferings and the trials of the 22nd Psalms. But yet, even in that same song of feeling forsaken, in that same song where he had suffered the dogs surrounding him, yet he says, you that fear the Lord, praise him, because he has not despised the afflicted, nor has he turned or hid his face from them that are afflicted. But when those that are afflicted call unto him, he hears them. Oh, what an encouragement verse of scripture this is, to know that even though you may not see the green pastures and the clear still waters, God still hears you. Listen to what Moses reminded the people of Israel when they had gone through severe trials. He says, for the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all of the works of thy hand. And he knows about you walking through this great wilderness. And these 40 years, the Lord thy God has been with you, and you lack nothing. When you were thirsty, he provided water. When you were hungry, he rained down angel food from heaven. And listen to Nehemiah as he was talking to the Lord. He says, 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, so that they lack nothing. Their clothes wax not old, nor their feet swell not. Can you imagine that? Their clothes didn't even get old. Every time they washed their clothes, they would wash out the old and wash in the new. Their feet never outgrew their shoes. They never had to worry about getting a new pair. Their clothes was always in fashion. They were always new. I don't know how some of the women felt about this. Every day getting able to put on a new outfit, it must have pleased them to no end. And every morning, those shoes they wore yesterday looked like brand new designer wear. And they fitted perfectly. Their feet didn't grow larger and caused corns on their toes and blisters on their heels. Oh, what a God we do serve today. Oh, hallelujah. And then David goes on to say, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want for any good thing. Oh, the benefits of being owned by this shepherd. Oh, to be a member of his fold means that you will lack nothing.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.